So let's review. The Mishnah in Daf Yudalad said, Eved Ivri Nikna Mekesef Ubishtar, a Jewish slave can be acquired by means of money or a document. Kesef was explained there, and the Gemara here cites two sources for shtar. The Pasuk says, Imacheres Yikachloi. This refers to a master who performed Yiyud, he married his Jewish maidservant, and then married another woman. Hekisha HaKosav LaAcheres. Ma'acheres Mekanyi Bishtar, Afam Avriya Mekanyi Bishtar. The pasuk appears the purchase of an amavriya to kedusha isha, indicating that both can be acquired with a shtar. However, we can derive this halacha from shtar kedushin only according to the opinion shtar amavriya adun kaisvei, as Rashi explains that the master, the kaina, writes in the document bitcha kenuyali, your daughter is acquired by me, which is similar to a shtar kedushin in which habal kaisiv, the husband, the kaina, writes bitcha mekudeshesli. However, we cannot derive this halacha from Kedushin according to the opinion Shtar Amavriya Av Kaisvai. The father, the Meicher, writes in the document Biti Kenuyalach, my daughter is acquired by you, which is clearly not similar to Kedushin. The Gemara therefore offers a second source. The Pasuk says Leisese Ketseis HaAvadim. An Amavriya does not go free in the same way as a non-Jewish slave, namely Barashe Avarim, if the master damages certain of her limbs. We infer from the extra word Ketseis, she can be purchased the same way as the non-Jewish slaves, namely with a shtar. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, explicitly excluding Jewish slaves from being acquired through chazaka. The Gemara explains, it's reasonable to assume that the inclusionary Pasuk refers to shtar, while the exclusion refers to chazaka, since the shtar is also used in the context of marriage, namely a get. The Mishnah Daf Yudalad continues, V'koines atzmei bishanim uv'yayvul uv'gurayin kesef. And the Gemara explains, bishanim, an everyday acquires himself and returns to his own jurisdiction after serving 6 years, as the Pasuk says, shei shanim yavoid uv'ashviyas yitzel achavshi, in the 7th year he goes free, uv'yayvul, he also goes free if the yayvul year interrupts his 6-year term, as the Pasuk says, he only serves until Yevil. With a growing kesef, he also has the right to redeem himself, as the Pasuk says, he deducts the value of the time already served and pays the balance. The Gemara cites a similar braisa. A Jewish slave can acquire himself with money or any object of value, as the Pasuk says, lefihen yashiv gulasai mikesef miknasai, Yashiv gulasai l'rabish of a kesef kekesef. The Braisa concludes, uvishtar. He can also acquire himself with a document which refers to a shtar shichur, an emancipation document. The Gemara explains that he requires a transaction through kesef or ishtar because the Braisa holds Eved Ivri gufay konoi. However, if we hold Eved Ivri en gufay konoi, as Rashi explains, chayiv mamon avayda sheishanam yeshalav. A Jewish slave merely has a financial obligation to work for 6 years, but his master does not own a part of him. If so, he could simply release him from his obligation in front of witnesses or before the court, and he should not require an emancipation document. Clearly, the Braisa holds Eved Ivri Gufay Konoi. A master does own his slave, and therefore cannot simply forgive his financial obligation, but must actually emancipate him. The Mishnah continues, a Jewish maidservant goes free in the same manner as a Jewish slave, and additionally, she goes free upon showing signs of maturity and becoming a naira, an adult. The Gemara discusses another possibility. Amar Shlakish, Rishlakish says that she goes free from her master's domain if her father dies, and offers the following reasoning. If Simonin, which do not release her from her father's domain, release her from her master's domain, it follows that Mises Av, which does release her, Mishus Av, certainly releases her, Mishus Adin. However, the Mishnah did not list this case because Davish Ishle Kitzva Katani, Davish Ainle Kitzva Lekatani. We only listed matters that occur at a fixed time, but her father's death can happen at any time. Although Simanin as well, Einlem Kitzva Lamala, do not have a fixed time, because every girl shows signs of maturity at a different age, however, Yeshlem Kitzva Lamata, she only becomes a Naira at 12 years of age if the signs appeared after a certain point of time, for example, Ben Teshanim Shehevi Bei Cyrus Shuma. A hair that appears before 9 years of age is a mere growth, not a sign of maturity. Therefore, simanim are bound to a specific period of time. The Gemara challenges Rish Lakish from the following brisa. The elu manikin lahem, the following slaves receive parting gifts. The psukim regarding Hanukkah read as follows. Ki yimachal lecha achicha ha'ivri oi ha'ivriya, vavadcha sheishanam u'bashana ha'shviyas, tezhachen nochav shem imach, v'chisa shachen nochav shem imach, lisa shachen no reikam, hanik tanik loy v'gleimer. Therefore, hayetz b'shanam, a slave who completes his six-year term receives the gifts, as explicitly stated in the pasuk. Additionally, the twice-repeated word teshachenu teaches to include those who leave b'yevel, b'misas ha'adon, v'amavri b'semanim, those who leave during yevel, upon their master's death, and a maidservant who shows signs of nairus. Now, ha'ika misas ha'adon, this brisa does list the master's death, although ein lo kitzva, it does not occur at a set time. If so, nisni nami misas av, we should also list her father's death. The Gemara concludes, Tiyuf Rish Lakish is indeed refuted, and the maidservant does not go free when her father dies, because kavachayim aprichahi, it's a faulty comparison. Mala simanim shenishtan haguf, taima b'meisiz av, shekein lo nishtan haguf. Simanim are a physical change in the amma, and therefore causes her to go free. However, her father's death, which is an incidental occurrence, does not set her free. The Gemara cites the conclusion of the Braisa regarding Hanukkah. Ava b'reach, v'yitzi b'guroin kesef, ima nikan lo. A slave who runs away or redeems himself does not receive parting gifts, because the pasuk says, "V'chisa shalchenu chavshi mi'imach." The word mi'imach from you indicates misha shiluchah mi'imach, when the master sends him off. However, bayrech v'yetz b'grein kesef, a runaway slave, or one who redeems himself of his own initiative, does not receive parting gifts, because ein shiluchah mi'imach, he was not sent off by his master. The Gemara explains that although bayrech chayav lahashlim, a runaway slave must complete his term, the pasuk excludes bayrech upaga bayyevel. A runaway slave whose term was then interrupted by yevel does not receive parting gifts as an ordinary slave receives when going free at yevel. However, meyroim bayrech ein manikanoi, the yitzhak begurin kesev manikanoi. A slave who redeems himself does receive gifts because it is considered shelucha mi'imach, as Rashi explains, shehim akabel geroin u'meshalchei. The master accepts the payment and then sends him off. A third opinion, Reb Shimon Omer, Dalad Manikin Lahem. There are four scenarios where he receives parting gifts. Shanim, Yevil, Yevil Sharitziya, Oma Avriya B'samanim. Completion of the six-year term, Yevil for an ordinary slave, Yevil for a Nirtza, and signs of Nairis, according to Reb Shimon, one leaving upon Mises Adon does not receive Hanukkah. However, Gimel B'ish, the Gimel B'isha, V'yato Yochalim Dalad Ba'echad Mehen, Lefish Ein Simon B'ish, V'ritziz B'isha. Only three of them are applicable to either a slave or a maidservant, because a woman cannot be a nirtza and a man does not go out with simanim. The Gemara qualifies its earlier ruling regarding bereach, a runaway slave. Chala shalish v'avet shalish, einachayv lahashlim. If the slave was ill and unable to work for up to half his term, he does not need to make up the time he did not serve. However, chala dalid, nasikim yishal chala kol shesh v'chayv lahashlim. If he was sick for more than half his term, he must complete the 6 years. However, if he was engaged in light housework, this time is counted towards his term.